From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. The holidays, they are fast approaching, which means shopping for gifts is in full swing. And many local businesses desperately depend on this time of year and the earnings they could make to help them actually get into the next year. So today, we've brought back the founders of Goodbye, Carrie Fortin and Kara Oppenheimer, to talk about some innovative ways to support local this season. I want to welcome both of you back to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
Thanks so much for having us, Gemma.
So first off, for folks who maybe didn't hear our interview with you the very first time, can one of you tell us exactly what Goodbye is?
Yeah, totally. I'll step in here. So we are a browser extension and a series of shopping tools that make it sort of ridiculously easy to find small businesses across the country that align with your values.
And why is supporting local, I mean, in particular, as I mentioned, this time of year, so critical to small businesses' financial bottom line?
Yeah, I mean, we know that small businesses are earning about 25% of their annual revenue in these 4 weeks, these four holiday weeks. This is truly the make or break time for them. Yeah, it's huge. And the thing that we know about small businesses, too, is that they really, they add resiliency to our communities. They're 250% more likely to give back to their communities than large retailers. And also, 68 cents on the dollar stays inside of a community versus 14 cents at a mega retailer. So when we spend both locally, but also at small businesses across the U.S., we're really strengthening the communities that those business owners reside in.
So when you said that number, 25% of their annual business earnings happen in these 4 weeks, that was very surprising to me. I mean, when I shop this time of year and I go into a store, I think about how stressed out, you know, they must be because it's so, you know, because it's busy, because they have to make sure they have product in. But you've just brought to attention maybe this other stressor, and that is, will we make the money we need to make?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we talk to our small business owners, so on Goodbye, we've got, just so that it's clear, we've got about 180,000 small businesses, as I said, sort of across the country. And we're talking with a lot of them, whether it's in Instagram messages or directly or part of our small business advisory board. And they're stressed. I mean, you nailed it, Gemma. They are, you know, as Carrie mentioned, that stat is true. I think, you know, a lot of these businesses survive the following year based on their earnings in Q4. And they're up against a lot, right? They're up against inflation. They're up against, you know, are their products going to come in time, you know, supply chain. And then they're also up against, you know, these SEO, the SEO of mega retailers, of folks, you know, propensity and behavior that they've built to go to Target, you know, to go to Sephora and to go to these other brands, to almost, you know, it's become such a norm. And so these small businesses are just fighting for a chance, you know, for a couple of those dollars to sort of make it through their end of year. And I think what's so interesting about it is many of the businesses on our tool, whether they're a mom and pop shop or a larger business that's actually sold at Sephora, you know, they make a larger percent of their money when you buy from them directly or through Goodbye, right? When you buy from them at a mega retailer, very, you know, little of that purchase is actually going to that small business. So I think, you know, what Carrie and I have tried to build, and especially during holiday season, is this sort of behavioral change. Is it doesn't have to be all the time. We shouldn't feel ashamed about going to Target and going, you know, to Amazon and getting those things that we need. But some of the time, you know, both going locally into your stores, but also shopping online at your favorite small business and taking the time to say, that's important to me, it's important to them. And I'll also have an incredible gift, right? Like a meaningful gift that I look at and feel good about who I supported and what I received.
And I have to say, Kara, that the thing that struck me when we had you on the program initially is that it really is this way to support local, but still kind of, I think, you know, get the perks you'd get if you went to a larger retailer, in particular online, right? So it's not like all of a sudden the price is going to be more if you use the Goodbye app. Right. I mean, and that for me was a big deal.
Yeah, I think, and you know, you will find some retailers where you're comparing a sweatshirt at Target to some of our retailers. Mm-hmm. And yes, some of them will be, you know, more expensive because of the process they go through to make that, right? And the how ethical those processes are, you know, but there's the ability to toggle on the price tool inside of Goodbye to find exactly what you're looking for at the price you want, you know, and in a lot of situations, MSRP is MSRP. So if you're looking for, you know, that water bottle, you know, Mir is a partially local company here that gives back and is an incredible business. They're also on Goodbye. You know, you can find them on our tool and they're going to be the same MSRP there, you know, as they are inside of any other store. So it kind of depends on the brand you're looking for, your intentions in shopping. But absolutely, Gemma, you're right. You know, inside of our Chrome browser extension, inside of our mobile Safari app, whether you're inside of the shop or using the extension, there is always the ability to toggle on the price and to make that a mm-hmm. priority depending on your own situation.
And so let's talk about what you've done inside the Goodbye app, specifically for the holidays and holiday shopping. So the first thing you've done is basically put a list of all of the small businesses, like a holiday catalog.
Yes, we've done a couple things. You'll notice that on Small Business Saturday and Black Friday, and if you were signed up for our emails, which if folks aren't, they should be, you know, we sent out a massive list of small business deals so that, you know, you could direct your money to those small businesses. But, you know, almost even more exciting, you know, we're all used to getting those big catalogs, right? You know, whether it's an Amazon mm-hmm. catalog that is like those 400 pages in the mail, you know, or it's those single catalogs that take up our, you know, our counter space when we get home and open the mailbox. We created a digital interactive holiday catalog that includes thousands of small businesses across the country in which you can find pretty much whatever you're looking for. So if you go to our site and you open up the holiday catalog, you know, it was a feat of effort from our wonderful team, but it includes seriously hundreds, thousands of products, hundreds of brands. And you basically can shop for any type of individual you're looking to shop for, you know, and save items inside of Goodbye, buy them immediately, create your wish list. You know, we launched a wish list program. That's another thing to acknowledge, where you can mm-hmm. basically go, you know, inside of our tools, search inside of the holiday catalog, inside of our tools anywhere, and save any of our 72 million products from small businesses all into one place, and then share those wish lists. So any of our folks who are, you know, college students who are listening, who still share, you know, wish lists with their parents for the holidays, you can absolutely go into Goodbye, save hundreds of brands into one place, and then share that wish list with your friends and family. So it's easy. They just click through and buy from a small business.
And I love that so much, because then you're once again buying from a small business, but not compromising maybe what you would want to purchase. So let's then talk about what a wish list that you've created.
Yeah. So exactly as Kara said, it really lets you go on to Goodbye and search for anything that you're looking for. So you could be looking for a black sweater, or as Kara said, you could be looking for a mere 12-ounce tumbler. And it lets you like that from any one of our 185,000 stores. And you can create a bunch of wish lists. I've got one for myself, one of things I'm saving for my kids. Kara has one for Hanukkah. There's really awesome ways that you can utilize this. And then it's totally shareable. So, you know, my husband actually last night just asked me, what can I get you for Christmas? And I was like, this is amazing.
Here's my list.
Here's a shortcut. Here's my list. For Christmas, anytime you want, sweetheart, you can get me something from this. And, you know, regardless of how you're going to use it, it just makes something that's really easy to share. And I think, you know, what happens is I just happened to get something for some friends in the mail today. And when I opened up the package, you know, this is what we're talking about with small business. In it is this handwritten note from the owners thanking me for my purchase. And I just feel like, especially in the holidays when it can feel so frantic, when we have these lists of people we're trying to buy things for, that sometimes, you know, I've gotten in this habit of just trying to check it off my list, just move through it and get this done. And I think every time I purchase something from one of these small businesses, see how it's hand packaged and sent to me with this note, I'm reminded of, you know, I'm not just giving someone a thing. I'm giving them, you know, a story. I'm trying to show what our relationship is about. I'm trying to show them that I see them and that I care. And there's just so much meaning when we start that process with businesses that are run by these humans who give so much back to us and our communities and who just really care. So, you know, please shop small, shop early, and prepare to be really excited by the things you're getting from these small business owners.
I think there's also something to add there. Sorry, Gemma. You know, I think, you know, as Carrie was talking, it just made me think about, you know, our behavior, back to what I mentioned at the beginning of this chat, you know, and we as people are just like, the propensity is obviously to go to Amazon, right? We all do that, is to go to Target, is to go to Walmart. And I just want to remind folks that some of the novelty of what we've built is the behavior change, right? So if you install our extension on iOS, which is our app, or you install the extension on Chrome, you don't have to go every single time we pop up, but we pop up in the corner and provide those small business alternatives. So if you're finding something on Amazon and it's a special sweater, and you open up our little widget and it finds you better black sweaters, why not divert your purchase? If you're looking for, you know, sending somebody baby swaddles and there's better ones on Amazon, you don't divert your purchase at that moment. But I think the whole notion is like, the way you change that behavior is subtly, it's not drastic, right? You learn that behavior. Mm-hmm. And so that's truly why we built Goodbye, was how do we create the opportunity for more small businesses to see more people, for their products to be visible. And it's sort of essentially a doorway, you know, on a mega retailer site into other opportunities.
And I have to say that you, that since I've had you on the program, I have told friends about this. I'm like, wait, you have to install this. And like I said, I'm not doing a commercial for you, but I love that it is truly, because I think we all want to find a way to support local, but let's be honest, there are times where I'm going to purchase something from Amazon. Yeah. I'm going to purchase something from Target, and I'm not going to feel bad about doing it. But at the same time, I want to make sure that my dollars are also supporting not just, you know, necessarily local to the Treasure Valley, but local all over the country. And that is what I appreciate about what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you, Gemma. I think you nailed it exactly right. You, like Karen and I, we are working moms. You know, we've got a lot of things on our plate, and as does everyone. And so we do our best. We shop in the ways that are efficient and accessible to us. And so, you know, exactly as Kara said, if it's 10% of the time, 5% of the time, half of the time, you decide to take that sort of one extra step with Goodbye and find a small business, that makes a meaningful difference. And I love hearing that you're an unofficial sponsor of Goodbye.
You know, right?
We do find that for people for whom, when they hear about it, it kind of sinks in because it feels like a really obvious solution to a pain point we've all been experiencing for so long. And I think that's when it really sticks.
Well, I think it's super easy. And honestly, that's what works for people. So I do need to let you go. But before I do, how do folks do this? How do they make sure that they download Goodbye and can
absolutely
use this?
Absolutely. So they can go to trygoodbye, and that's GOODBUY.com. And from there, they can install either of the extensions. They can also visit directly. That's the iOS extension and the Chrome browser extension. That's what we have currently. If they don't have either of those, you know, opportunities, they can go to trygoodbye.com/shop and shop directly with our 180,000 small businesses there. And that's where, as Carrie mentioned, you can build your wish list, check out our holiday catalog and shop there. And in addition to that, if folks are looking to find sales, make sure they sign up for an account, because they'll get those emails, sales from small businesses and opportunities. And we actually send you, you know, kind of curated items based on what you like and what you're searching for. So that's what I would encourage them all to do, and to just really think, you know, every time they're making a purchase, don't feel shame when you're shopping at a mega retailer, but think every single time, you know, could I be buying this somewhere else? And Goodbye makes that easy. So hopefully that can be an opportunity for them to change some of those behaviors.
Well, I appreciate everything that you are both doing to help support local. We've been talking with the founders of Goodbye, Carrie Fortin and Kara Oppenheimer, talking about some innovative ways to support local this season and the need to do that as well. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.